KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a mostly clear sky, 72 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny this morning and partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 89, with winds south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Members of the Atlantic School Board will meet in a regular session that begins at 6 p.m. Wednesday in the High School Media Center. On their agenda is action on resignations, including Elizabeth Reed, TLC instructional coach, and Pamela Clark, bus monitor, car driver. Contract recommendations for Bryce Smith, assistant ninth grade football coach, and Derek Hall, head boys basketball coach. Also, they'll act on the first reading of revised board policies 800 series. The only real change is increasing the value of inventory requirements from $1,500 to $2,500. The Atlantic School Board will also act on 2021-22 TLC contracts, approving the list of 19 teachers and TLC roles they will serve in the coming school year at a cost of $94,985 to be budgeted for through the general fund for the Teacher Leader Compensation Fund. A phone system upgrade also. Nishnanet has proposed to replace the district's current antiquated phone system with an IPO system that will serve multiple purposes of communication, both internally and externally. It will also provide notice of incoming calls without interfering with learning in the classroom. The cost of that system, $46,350. The Atlantic School Board will also act on return to learn plan modifications. Superintendent Steve Barber said even though our plan is basically resuming our back to pre-COVID procedures and practices, with the exception of cleaning procedures, we still need to maintain our plan as documentation required by the state. The school board is also set to receive a special presentation from Atlantic High School Principal Heather McKay, Alyssa Dovenspike, and Sarah Rose with regard to student college and career readiness. They also will receive an athletic facilities project update. With the forecast calling for high temperatures statewide in the 80s and 90s all week, many Iowans will be heading to their nearest municipal swimming pool for a cool dip. Some pools and water parks remain closed, however, including Atlantic's. And for some reasons, it's due to a lack of lifeguards. Red Oak City Administrator Brad Wright says they just opened a new outdoor aquatic center last Friday with 10 staffers, but they could use at least five more lifeguards.
Communities all around are dealing with the same thing. Some pools unable to open because of staffing, others opening at a limited capacity. We continue to work on that, and trying to find ways to encourage the young kids to come out and of course, get certified and work for us.
Wright says the word excitement doesn't adequately express his thoughts over the facility's opening. The project entailed a massive overhaul of the original pool, complete with modern amenities.
We basically tore out the north third of the pool, so what was a three-foot depth area. We replaced that with zero depth entry area. There are a couple of water features for the little kids to run under, the mushrooms and stuff that water pours on your head. A couple of slides, a family slide, and then a large slide for the bigger kids.
Construction of the Aquatic Center in Red Oak was completed in the summer of 2020, but due to COVID-19 and some minor complications, it stayed closed until this past weekend. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Brian Rasmussen, meanwhile, is hoping to open the Sunnyside Pool within the next couple of weeks. He said he spoke with representatives from the company that takes care of pool leaks and such matters, and they looked into the small leak at the pool. The official opening date for the pool will be announced through local media, including here at KJAN, and on the Parks Department's Facebook page. And Rasmussen said you should contact him as well if you're interested in becoming a lifeguard, because that would help out in staffing the pool here in Atlantic. In other news, the Creston Police Department says a Creston man reported on Monday that sometime in the early morning hours of Monday, someone vandalized his vehicle with spray paint while it was parked at his residence. The estimated damage was $500. The incident occurred in the 700 block of North Mulberry Street. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission recently approved a remodeling project for the Lakeside Casino near Osceola. Racing and Gaming Administrator Brian Orilko says it's a $2 million project.
Lakeside will be converting their gift shop to a coffee shop, be doing some remodel into their restaurant and bar area, upgrading their restrooms and that main level, and just modernizing other areas of the facility.
Orilko said the work is expected to take some 6 months.
It's always encouraging to see reinvestment back into our Iowa properties, and $2 million investment is good and really helps make these facilities fresh and destination-type facilities.
He said the casino operators indicated they would like to do more remodeling once the project is completed. And finally in the news this morning, some farmers had to put seeds into their planters for a second time last week. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The latest USDA report says some growers in the upper two-thirds of the state replanted corn and soybeans due to the frost damage that occurred in late May. Overall, the report says 96% of the corn has emerged, which is 9 days ahead of the five-year average. The corn that is up is rated at 77% good to excellent. One quarter of the soybeans remain to be planted heading into the week, and that is now down to 2%, which is almost 2 weeks ahead of normal. 86% of soybeans have emerged, and they're rated in 73% good to excellent condition. I'm Dar Danielson.
And that's a check of the news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.